Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cause nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Now 7:30, 45 degrees. Steve and Tad in the morning on KNSS. Three officials guiding Sedgwick County's response to the coronavirus pandemic, including the county manager, have come down with COVID-19 themselves. It was confirmed Monday, the Wichita Eagle reporting. County Manager Tom Stoll said he hasn't been to the office since testing positive a week ago, and he began experiencing noticeable symptoms Friday. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner and Commissioners Lacey Cruz, Jim Howell, and David Dennis confirmed they were tested last week as a precaution. All four said their results came back negative. And we'll be talking with Commissioner Meitzner here in just a few minutes with Steve and Ted. Junction City Police are investigating a woman's death as a homicide. Police say Carolina Almendarez Marquez was found dead inside a Junction City home Saturday night. No cause of death was given, and an autopsy is scheduled. Police arrested Michael Chavez in the case a few hours after Marquez's body was found. He is a relative of Marquez. Chavez was booked into the Geary County Detention Center, awaiting his first court appearance. The Wichita City Council reviewing its economic development policy to give more incentives to small businesses. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
We're still going to obviously go after the Amazons of the world, go after the Cardells, the big businesses. But I heard the statistic. I really can't cite it. It was on the news, but it was something like 40% of all Americans either work for or own a small business.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. States need authority to enforce anti-price gouging laws against online sellers, just as they do against in-state brick-and-mortar businesses. That's according to Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt and 29 other attorneys general.
The group told a federal appeals court that such laws are essential during emergencies such as the COVID-19 pandemic to protect residents. They're asking the appeals court to overturn a lower court decision that blocked Kentucky from enforcing its anti-price gouging law against retailers that sell products on Amazon. In Kansas, the state anti-price gouging law is in effect only during a declared state of disaster emergency and prohibits what the law calls profiteering from a disaster. The Kansas anti-profiteering law, which is enforced by Attorney General and county and district attorneys, generally prohibits unjustifiably raising prices for necessary goods and services, for which consumer demand is likely to increase because of the virus outbreak.
Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting. It's another exciting day of space launches on the U.S. East Coast.
U.S.-based launch contractors are hoping to put more things in space tonight. First, Elon Musk's SpaceX is scheduled to launch one of their Falcon 9 rockets this evening from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It's carrying a GPS satellite on contract for the U.S. Space Force. Then, not an hour later, from the Mid-Atlantic Space Force in Virginia, Northrop Grumman is planning to launch one of its rockets carrying supplies for the International Space Station. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Massachusetts man is given a second sentence for hatching a plot to kill a blogger.
David Wright was sentenced to 30 years in prison for planning to kill blogger Pamela Geller. Wright was angered by Geller's organization of a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Texas back in 2015. A confrontation led to a shootout at the venue where two gunmen were killed by police. the beheading plot was never carried out. Wright was sentenced to 28 years in 2017, but an appeals court threw out a conspiracy conviction. A new judge re-sentenced Wright, adding two additional years. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There's free coffee flowing on National Coffee Day.
Coffee lovers can find a plethora of perks on Tuesday, National Coffee Day. Starbucks Rewards members who use an app feature for certain drinks will get a free one for another visit. At Barnes & Noble cafe stores, a baked case purchase will get a free hot or iced tall. Dunkin' Donuts is giving away free medium coffees with any purchase. No purchase needed to get one at Wawa or Krispy Kreme, where rewards members will also get a free donut. And for those who prefer to brew it themselves, Atlas Coffee Club will send a free first bag for those who cover shipping. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and cool start to the day in south central Kansas, sunshine with low 70s at noontime, breezy and 77 later on this afternoon. A clear sky late tonight, our low 53. Then Wednesday will likely be our warmest day of the week, sunny with a high 84, cooling back into the 60s by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, in fact, just a few clouds out there, 45 degrees. We have a west wind at 9 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We had a partly cloudy day across south-central Kansas yesterday, Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 72 degrees, normal high for the date, 77. And just a quick reminder that tonight at 8 o'clock right here on KNSS, you can hear the first debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. That's tonight at 8 right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:36 here on a Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted, and that means it's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good. Finding out that Tom Stoles, a county manager, has come down with the COVID-19, and according to the Wichita Eagle, you've been tested. What's going on down there? We got a cluster, or what's happening?
Well, I still struggle with the definition of a cluster, but
yeah,
we have Tom and a couple others in our area or in the building have it. You know, we've had some with the sheriff's department, and our fire department's had some, and EMS has had a few. So I guess it was our building's turn to get a few. We have a lot of. See, we have a lot of we don't do that where, you know, the gathering thing where you're known to each other or live with each other. That building there, we have, you know, 50 potential jurists coming in the building to get down to 12 on a jury trial. They're getting in the elevators. Those 50 or so, they definitely do not know each other, and they're from all over, all makes of life and age and distance. So There's a hotbed of people coming into that building, even though we try to secure it the best we can, and with distancing and masks, it's just probably inevitable.
Yeah, that's something that I noticed that anytime I go to a place like City Hall or the county courthouse, place like that, yeah, there are a lot of people coming in and out of there with for every day, and it's going to be real tough to prevent something like that. Now, I understand you guys have done everything you can, I think, to try to avoid it. But then if you had any contact with Tom Stoles, you got tested. You got tested, correct, and came back negative. So
I've been tested three times since this thing started, and I'm kind of out and about, so I don't mind getting tested. And I feel good anyway, but testing is precaution, so that's what we're doing right now. So we're battling through it.
Don't you wearing the mask whenever you're out and about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As much as I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I am.
Hey,
it's interesting. I'm going to be going to the annual Grace Med, the Hot Cakes for Hope Care, is at Jimmy's Diner on North Rock Road today, and I'll be there. I'm going there to help, and I don't know what the mask world will be there, but they do it. They do a nice job. Grace Med does.
Yes, they do. They do. They fill a void, they do a great service in this city. They do.
And yeah, they do.
You don't get any. Yeah. Hope you don't get any syrup on your mask there. That'd be very embarrassing.
You're like, yeah, that's right.
The gravy stains on your tie. You know, that old thing.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, getting down to business, I know you don't have a meeting today for the county commission, or tomorrow, I mean, but you have been, somebody's been, you got a committee looking at, still looking at ways to define where this CARES money is going to go. Who's going to get it? Tell us a little about that, if you will, sir.
Yeah, we still are. We're in the home stretch now on that, and we may have an emergency or a special meeting this week. We've got a couple of awardees or the CARES distribution decisions that we've got to authorize that are kind of important related to testing and things like that. So if they need it sooner than next Wednesday, we might still have a special meeting this week. But we are just like the SPARC committee up at Topeka is working diligently. They're under the same time frame that we are to try to get everything they can dispersed to the people. You know, and you saw in the paper, we had heard before, this CARES money has a lot of fraudulent applications. And you see even with the unemployment, the fraud that's even organized fraud is going on. So it's really diligent that we have to, you know, we know the real companies, but you got to verify they're a real company and a real application for use. So that adds a little bit.
As a taxpayer, as a citizen, I appreciate your diligence on something like that. We don't want to see it,
there's some that are wish it was quicker. We have expanded. We did a thing where we're up to 1,000 companies under 50 employees could get a grant in this CARES money of up to $5,000 without a lot of paperwork and a lot of not required for auditing future. Now $5,001, anything north of $5,000 requires a whole level of paperwork and auditing afterwards. But we only had 400, just under 500 companies apply, so we have reopened that and added it for any company that even has employees over 50. So any company can apply. That's going on. I'm sorry, I don't have the date when it closes, but if there's companies here in the Sedgwick County that have any employees and have any expenses they feel are related to the pandemic of COVID since March, they can apply up to $5,000 and get that. That's helpful.
I think it started out with about what, $99 million in that CARES account. And how much have you got to dwindle down now as you head toward the finish line?
Well, I think officially out, I think is over $25 million of it has officially been written. And then the other 60 to 70 million has been, that's the buckets that are assigned right now. And trying to get to the finalized portion.
You know, but there's a lot of people who think that anybody who's involved in government knows how to spend a lot of money real quick. You guys are being awful careful with this, and that's good.
Right. Well, and it's a lot of the cities in Sedgwick County, you know, if they've had police and, anything they've done, so the cities, especially Wichita and Derby as the leaders, but all the cities are able to get some relief. So that kind of trickles to the public through the other cities. So there's just a lot going on that. And then again, the testing is really important as we go along, because we're still sitting at about 5% of positiveness going on, which is really a bonus. I thank the community again for doing whatever we're doing with distancing and of course the dreaded mask.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Pete, do your best. Stay safe if you can, obviously, and have a good time at the pancake feed. Appreciate it, and we'll look forward
to it. I'll pick up a couple of hotcakes and bring them over to you.
Thank you. Of course, that's Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meissner. He comes on every Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted right here on KNSS. It's 7:43 now. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. FAA certifying a new Boeing engine. And now our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's retirement tip.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.